So how do you go about keeping the peace and stealing your cousin's girlfriend at the same time?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, buckle up. Let's dive in. Ben in Cali.
Okay, yeah. Before you start, just read it the way it was written.
Okay.
Don't try to correct anything.
BINNKALLI.
That's us.
SOS.
Okay.
I found the perfect woman.
Okay.
My cousin's girlfriend.
Okay.
Before you say anything, from the first time I seen this girl, I knew she was really something special.
Okay.
Not only is she gorgeous, but she is really smart and easy to talk to.
Okay.
What really ticks me off is mm-hmm. that my cousin doesn't even realize how a good woman he has.
Mm.
And he doesn't treat her like I think she should be treated.
Okay.
He ignores her and doesn't want to spend any time with her at all outside of family things.
Okay.
For example, she has been wanting him to take her to the driving range and teach her how to golf, and he simply won't do it.
Mm.
He said it's more of a guy thing.
Oh.
If I had a girl like that,
mm-hmm.
that wanted to spend time with me, you couldn't pull me away.
Aw.
I'm kind of starting to hear a song in my head.
Is it this?
No. Well, yes.
Is it this?
I know I can treat you.
Yes! That's his theme song, mm. I think, right in this. She's always been really nice to me, and we always text one another while my cousin's off doing whatever it is he does. She has even told me that she wishes he was more like me and used the heart eye emoji.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Naturally, I want the best for her, but I ask you, have any of you ever been in a similar situation?
Interesting.
What did you do about your feelings for them? Mm-hmm. Have any of you ever seen a guy treat a girl like this in that way?
Mm.
Why don't he realize how lucky he is?
Mm.
Thanks, Bean and Callie.
Mm.
I wish I had Jesse's girl.
Wait, he wrote that?
He did.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
This can't be real.
I love that we have kind of a soundtrack for this situation.
Okay,
maybe it was voice to text, and that's how he misspelled our names a couple of times. Maybe it was voice to text.
I have to imagine.
Maybe.
Voice to text. There are some grammar errors. We're not the grammar police.
Nope.
Let's not worry about that. And look.
And we're glossing over the fact that it's actually his cousin's.
Well, no, it's not his cousin, though. There's no relation.
It is his cousin.
It's his cousin's girlfriend.
Right. He's not related to the girl.
Right. That's
right. The object of his affection.
Exactly.
However, there could be awkwardness if we are going to try to make a play to steal the girlfriend, and then we have to see the cousin at family gatherings, and if she becomes like his girlfriend.
So let's assume, because we're fair,
uh-huh.
that this is legit, and
okay.
his heart seems to be in the right place.
Right, he understands she's not being treated well.
Right, and he sees that
he can treat her better.
He can.
I know I can treat you better.
Yes!
Better than he can.
Yes! That's why they write songs like that. And I guess we know the cousin's name is Jesse. Those two little clips sum up this entire situation.
All right, so let's just take it at face value.
Uh-huh.
Do you attempt to steal away a girlfriend of someone you're related to?
Right, that could get messy
yeah.
at family How do gatherings.
You do that? He asked, have you ever been in this similar situation? Now listen, I haven't.
No, I personally have not either.
But there may be a listener who has.
And maybe it was a friend.
Yes.
Like maybe it's a friend of yours and you see, well, they're not treating
and look,
his girlfriend very well and she's really pretty and she deserves better and maybe I could provide that.
All right. And look, Trina, who texts us all the time, she chimes in and says, listen, as long as it's not his cousin, I think we're good.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's good.
Victoria says, my eye's twitching while Kelly's reading this mess.
Jackie on Facebook said, you should have told your listeners the name of your show changed to Ben and Callie or Bean and Callie. Which is it? All right.
It could be voice to text.
Listen, 502-795-1997 is our number. Let's assume this is real.
Oh, gosh.
And give this person the same treatment we give everyone.
Professor.
Asks us for advice on the show.
Professor Rebecca is tossing out even more song options.
Okay, listen.
We're creating a playlist, a mixtape, if you will. Maybe that's what he needs. A mixtape to play her.
Okay, we'll come back with some suggestions and stories if we have them, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.
No, sorry. No! That's not right. That's not right. That is not right. That was not the button I wanted to push. Sorry. It's 99.7 DJX. We're in group therapy, and we got a message from a listener. And in the spirit of being fair, this listener sees his cousin dating a really nice girl and understands that she is not being treated the way she needs to be treated in his eyes.
I know I can treat you better.
Yes, he's like, if I was her man, I'd be treating her way better. And she's been kind of confiding in him.
Yeah, sending heart eye emojis and stuff
and so
like that.
It sounds wishing a little like maybe she's fishing.
He was a little more like, or her boyfriend was a little bit more like him.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the cousin's name is Jesse. The soundtrack is writing itself.
It's writing itself. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
Hey, Kay.
I'm calling about the cousin and girlfriend situation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you have a take? Do you have experience? What's your deal?
No, I have no experience, but I think that is highly inappropriate for the girlfriend to be sending the hard eye emojis, suggestive, you know, and for the cousin, it's not worth risking your family relationship, especially when maybe she could do the same thing to you and go after his cousin next.
Yeah,
that is true. However, it does feel a little like she's fishing.
I was going to say,
Kate, a little bit.
It does sound like she is.
Like maybe she senses she's not being treated well either. And yeah.
Well, you know, at that point, you kind of have to get a backbone and leave a relationship you're not happy in.
Yes.
Not
yep. Yeah.
Maybe we tell our listener to just let nature take its course. Don't be the disruptor in it.
Right.
Be a friend, not a potential boyfriend.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Christy Kay. Says the same thing on Facebook. Is he willing to ruin, possibly, a cousin relationship over a girl if she leaves the boyfriend for you?
That is true.
Same thing. Now, Nancy's like, take her to the driving range, see what happens.
You know what?
Because one of the things she mentioned is she wanted to go learn how to golf, and her boyfriend says no,
that's
it's a guy thing. So
wow.
Dee Dee's like, take her golfing. Sierra, clearly the cousin isn't as interested and is kind of a jerk. I'd try to steal her away. Honest answer, she already wishes he was you. Might as well be you, sir.
Wow.
Okay.
Are we really suggesting now that he make a move?
I don't.
I still kind of go back to what I said to Kay, and maybe we just let nature take its course. You just be a friend.
She has to figure out for herself
exactly.
And realize I'm not getting what I need out of this relationship, and I should just exit.
Yeah.
And not necessarily jump from the cousin to our listener.
Has anyone...
Let's take a pause. Let's break up first. Let's
marinate. Do you know of anyone who has jumped from family member to family member?
And had it be successful?
Yeah, like brother to brother.
Listen,
or cousin.
There's been a movie about that.
Which one?
Legends of the Fall, starring Mr.
Brad Pitt.
Remember
Anthony
that?
Anthony Hopkins.
That did not work out well.
Oh.
That did not work out well at all.
That was a movie, Kelly.
I'm just saying, it was that situation.
You're right. That was a
she
movie.
She went That's through a... all the brothers. All three of them.
But listen, they're in the middle of Montana in the 1800s.
That's
What's
true.
A girl to do?
All right. Valid point.
There's no Tinder then.
There was a Tinder in the mountains in the
1800s. Right. I'm not blaming her.
Okay, so that's not a great example?
No, not
okay.
a great example.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, so maybe we say that.
Maybe we. She. Bottom line, she has to figure out that she's not getting what she needs out of the relationship and exit that relationship, I think, before she decides to enter into any other relationship with our listener.
Mm. Better
than he can. I know. Mm. I know.
All right.
I know. Hey, Shawn Mendes nailed the sentiment here.
Yeah. Yeah. Poet of our generation. We didn't
Absolutely.
Even know we needed in this moment.
Yes, and so did Rick Springfield.
All right. Well, hey, look, let's move on. Good luck.
Yeah.
I think our stamp is to let her figure things out.
Yes.
Be an ear. Take her golfing, maybe.
Take her to the driving
but
range.
But maybe tell your cousin, hey, you know, I know you don't want to take her to the, you mind if I take her?
And
maybe
you go.
Just let him say, yeah, sure, you want to take her?
That's exactly, probably exactly.
Hey, you want to take her? Go ahead, be my guest. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
That is Group Therapy. Our segment is now broken.